Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Gimel. The top of Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah left out the cases where there's a full exemption permission for the Hotzah to occur. That would be when the Baal HaBayis or the poor person neither lifted or placed down an object. In other words, where the object was placed into or taken from their hand. So their role in that case is not significant, and that's why it's permitted. The top Tosfos raises a serious question regarding the Torah prohibition of Lifnei Iver Tol Titen Mikshol, not to put a stumbling block in front of the blind. So it might be the case that the Baal HaBayit or the poor person is not violating a Shabbos prohibition, he's assisting another person, a violation which in and of itself is an Isser D'oraisa of Lifnei Iver, because he's being Misayaya, he's assisting in it. So Tosfos's answer is that, in Achinami, for this Jew, it would only be permitted to participate in the Hotzah if the other party was a non-Jew, and it's his object. And if it would be a Jew, add to Tosfos a Rosh, he would in fact be Chayev. So the Rashba, the Rosh, and Tosfos Yeshanim all argued and thought that it was a tough read to say in the Mishnah was really talking about a non-Jew. Rather, the Gemara's point is focusing on Hilchos Shabbos, and he indeed would be permitted to do this. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Chidushim and asks, according to these opinions, if it's mutter for Shabbos, for the Baal HaBayis, the Ani, to grab this thing, to be put in his hand, etc., but it's still Lifnei Iver, then it's not permitted anyway. So what's the nafkamina? What's the halacha ramification of such a scenario? So he explained that when it comes to the halacha of mumar, which is an individual who rebels against the Torah law, the general rule is if someone is a mumar for one Torah law, that doesn't categorize them as a mumar for the entirety of the Torah. But a mumar who rebels against Shabbos in public is considered a mumar l'chol Torah kula, and you can't rely on this person's shechita, for example. So therefore, our Mishnah said that in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, it will be a permitted hotzah, and his shechita will be mutter. So the Prima Gadim in Yerodeus, Simon Samach Beis, in the Mishpatzos, and Siv Katan Aleph, quotes the Munah Shmuel regarding Eivrim Minachai on a non-kosher animal. So since a Jewish person does not violate Eivrim Minachai on a non-kosher animal, he can give it to a non-Jew. In other words, there's only a Lifnei Iver on a mitzvah that a Jew is commanded in. So some Achronim argued on this Chiddush of the Munah Shmuel. So Rav Nevenzahl in his Chidushim on page 186 points out that we can view the Isser of Lifnei Iver as a function of Bein Adam L'Makom on one hand, as a violation of something that we're not supposed to do between us and Hashem, and on the other hand, we can look at it as a function of Bein Adam L'Chavero. So when the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Davav Mbeis quotes two examples of Lifnei Iver, one example is a person handing a cup of wine to a Nazir, second example is a person giving Eivrim Minachai to a non-Jew. See, these are both, says the Gemara, both violation of Lifnei Iver. So why does the Gemara need to bring two examples? So in the case of the Nazir, the person handing the cup, they can drink the wine themselves, but according to the Munah Shmuel, according to Munah Shmuel, on a Bein Adam L'Chavero level, there's no Isser because he himself is not Metzuveh on that wine. But on a Bein Adam L'Makom level, he's causing his fellow to sin. By the Eivrim Minachai, giving it to a non-Jew, there's no Isser of Bein Adam L'Chavero because, as the Sefer Chinuch says, the issue is to give Eitzah Ra'ah, which doesn't apply by a non-Jew. But there is a Bein Adam L'Makom aspect because even a non-Jew may not cause another to sin. Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out, very interesting, that if a person lied to somebody else and said, you need to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, or you need to cook on Yom Tov because of an Ochal Nefesh issue, and it happens to turn out there is no Pikuach Nefesh, or there is no Ochal Nefesh, so the person actually did something with the wrong, but was given the wrong instructions, then in that case you could say, there's no Lifnei Iver on the Bein Adam L'Chavero because the person actually doesn't get punished for what they did, but on the Bein Adam L'Makom side, there would be. So how careful we have to be in giving others the advice to do only good things.